Aaron, Asimus Yad Sheni Posel. Not that it means if you have two other Edim being made on the second Eid. If it have two different Edim on the second Eid, it would be kosher. Here we're talking about the first Shliach and another Eid is being made on the second one. Elohu v'achar midim asimus yad sheni is posel. My timer, in other words, like this. Before I nechtam, he can't say. It wasn't signed in front of him. He only saw one Eid signed on the get. But Lamaisa, the second Eid, when he looks at it, he recognizes that was his friend, and he could also be made. That's the signature. So he's telling us not Baturus a Shliach, but Baturus an Eid, that he recognized the signature of the second one, him and the second Eid, so we have two Eidim. So what's wrong? So Mara says, my time, what's wrong? Also Lechlufa Bekiyim Shtaros the Yalma. We're afraid to make a, to be Machlif, to come to some, the other Shtaros also was kosher. So Rashi says, also Lechlufa Bekiyim Shtaros the Yalma, could go in Shnayim Achsum al Ashtar. You have two Eidim signing on Ashtar. Let's say one of the two Eidim later die. Now the one Eid that's alive comes and tells us the Yomer. This is my signature. So he's never to say on his own. But he also says, this I recognize my friend's signature also. So on his friend, he's not Neman, only like an Eid Echad. So you have to bring another Eid Echad Minashuk you made on the second one. So you would think maybe that's good. Still it's no good. Because the Klal is, the Gemara says, it comes out that this first Shliach is believing him for three quarters of the money. It's like this. When he says on his own signature, it's his signature, we believe him 100%. So that's like 50% of the money is because of his nemonis. Now on the second signature, he's also saying, I know it's the eighth signature. And we have another Redechot saying he knows it's the eighth signature. So the second aid, he is also 50% of that. So as if we say each aid of the shtar helps us for 50% of the shtar. So on the first 50%, you did it all by yourself. On the second 50%, you're doing half of that. So you're doing 75% of the money of this shtar, we believe because of you, and only one quarter we believe in the other aid. And that Rashi speaks out, the Gemara says in Ksubis, that the loch of Aedis by Momen is Chatzi of Alzer v'Chatzi Alzer. That's what the Torah said, to believe two Aedim by Momen, the Pshat is like two Aedechuds. And it has to be 50-50. We have to believe 50% of the star from one Aed and 50% of the star from the other Aed. If from one Aed we're believing three quarters, that's a psul. That's a loch in Aed, as the Rashi says. The Torah says, when the terrorist says by moment to believe two Eidim, it means equally that 50% of the money is believed because of one Eid and 50% by the other one. So therefore, in our case here, by Gittin Tak, it would be kosher, because there's no money involved over here. But I call upon him to make a gzera, mishum echlufa, the other terrorists, we don't want this to be good. And this still the Gemara is Maske of Law Rav Ashi. Does this make any sense? Dilo Masik Le'iyu Lekula Dibur Rav Tishliach himself would have said that he recognizes both Eidim. It would be kosher. Hashto Diika Chad Badei. Now you're telling me this Shliach really recognizes both of them. Just the second one he can't say before an Echtavon. So he's only being made that he recognizes it. So what do we need? Another way to help him along. Tossel? It doesn't make any sense. As he says, Achlufi, you don't have the Achlufi over here, it's not a sword to make it possible. So therefore, why is the possible in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Elomer of Ashi, Afilu Omer Anihu Eid Sheni, if the Shlich himself says he's the second Eid, possible. My timer, because the cloud is like Reb Chizkiah said at the beginning, Oy Kula B'Kiyum Maget, Oy Kula B'Tekos HaChomin. That's the cloud. Either the whole thing is Neman because of the corner you believe the Shliach, or the whole thing has to be Neman because of Eidim. You can't play half and half. Tanan, we looked at our Mishnah, the Fona and Nechtav Kulav, the Shliach says, the whole thing was written in front of me. The Fona and Nechtav Chetziv, only half was signed, possible. Either Chetziv Hechidam, or the other half, what are we talking about? Elaim, or the lack of the Kamasa, the lake Klal, if nobody else says the Eidis, so Pshit is no good. Hash to Echoraim, the Fona and Nechtav, the Echoraim, the Fona and Nechtav, the High Kamasa Kulaksiv, the High Kamasa Kulaksim, possible. If you have one on one and one on the other, they're both saying on the whole thing it's no good, so Chetziv mi boy. Pshita, if the Shliach is only saying on half of the signatures, for sure it's no good. Elor has to be Oikadarav, Oikadarav Ashi. Havadim are talking about that there is a second aid staying on the second one. It's just not like Reb Chisda.
And the pshat why it's not like Reb Chisda, Rashi explains, because of a common atna, this is a chiddush in the Mishnah. In other words, the extra part of the Mishnah is teaching us some chiddush. So Rashi says he can't hear such a big chiddush like Reb Chisda. Like Reb Chisda is the one that says a tremendous chiddush. Even though we mamish have two edim on the other ksav, still it's possible. That's a tremendous chiddush. So that's that much we can't see from the Mishnah. But what we do see is only a chiddush, zutra saw small of a chiddush. So the case where there's not two edim, only another edechot. So that's oi kiravashi, oi kirava. But now the Gemara says Reb Chisda answers himself and says like this, according to your tam, but yet you tell him now the Mishnah cannot mean such a big chiddush. If so, before nay nichtav, avloy before nay nechtam lomali. Like, what do we need this in the Mishnah for? Like lechura, if the edecha doesn't say the chsim all together, pshitu it's no good. Like madrik, the Mishnah says if he only says on half it's no good, so for sure he doesn't say at all. Ella, what do you have to say? Loy zuavsu katoni. Not only this, but even that. So Mor says hochinami. If so, here also I'll tell you. Loizu avzu katoni. Not only that, but even this also. So the kids of the pshat is according to Reb Chisda, like that's the way he learns pshat in the Mishnah, and therefore it's not such a big chiddush to say that the Mishnah means to include even his case, like his chiddush again was, even though you have two edim on the second aid, still it's possible, because Reb Chisda's svar was either the whole thing has to be b'kiyum haget, or else the whole thing has to be with the tikkunos hachamim to believe the shliach like an edechot, or to believe the shliach kishnayim. Now the Gemara says another chiddush of Reb Chisda. Omer Reb Chisda, Reb Chisda says like this, Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha. If you have a Gidud Chamisha, Rashi says that means Linyan Shabbos. Dibina Mechitza Gvoy Asara. O Yomak Asara L'Rashus HaYochid. We know on Shabbos, to make up Rashus HaYochid, you have to have Mechitzas, which is either 10 Tfachim high, or else 10 Tfachim deep in the ground. So Rashi says, what's going to be if you have a Charitz, you have a hole in the ground, that's 5 tefachim deep, and you have a mechitz around it coming up 5 tefachim. So together with the deepness and with the mechitz coming up, it's 10 tefachim, could you put the two together or not? So the Chizda said, a chiddush ain't mitzarfin. You cannot put the two together. Either the whole thing has to be 10 tefachim high, or the whole thing has to be 10 tefachim deep. But you cannot put the two together. And on this, the Gemara says, though, that Dorosh Morema made a drush and said, no, that Gidud Chamisha Mechitzehei is Taka Mitztarfen. It is Mitztarf. And the Ilkos of the Locher is like this Taka Mitztarfen. That is Mitztarf. So if you have 5 Tvachim high and 5 Tvachim deep, inside the ground, if you stand inside the hole, Lamaisi, you have a Mechitz of 10 Tvachim in front of you, therefore inside is called Rishus HaYochid Filcha Shabbos.
It's not cold. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go over the last Gemara again tomorrow. We'll start over again.
You're holding off test above on the base. Okay, last Gemara again, last shadow is again, Voy Ilfa. Ilfa asked a question like this. Yodayim Toiris Lechatzoyin, Oyein Toiris Lechatzoyin. When you wash your hands, Natilus Yodayim, could you be Mitayim them halfway, half of the time? Lechatzoyin, is there such a Tyra halfway? Gemara says, "Hey, Kidami, what's your question? Elaine, if you want to tell me to call Masha Beitrei Mervius, that two people wash their hands from the same Mervius. In other words, you have a Mervius of water in the cup, and first one person pours the water on his hands, and then it's a Shiloh, what it means the second person puts his hands underneath the first one's hands, and the water drips down on his hands, or else the leftover water from this cup could be used by a second person." So that's your question. Like here it comes out that two people are using revius. It's like each person is only using half of a shear. Is that good or not? So now it says, Vatanan, what's your question? We learned? Vatanan, we learned the Mishnah that says, May revius, from a revius of water, Neitlin liyadayim liyechad afil lishnayim, you can wash one hand, one person, a second person. So it says a clear Mishnah that two people could use the same revius. So you could use half on one person, half on the other person. And the svar is, because the leftover water is called the boyim ishiyure taira. It's coming from a leftover water from a revius. So that's good. So what's your question? It's a Mishnah. You know a Mishnah. So Mishnah says that can't be the question. The Elo, the question has to be the Kamashia Chodo Chod Yodeho. That he washed one hand at a time. Like maybe you have to wash both hands at the same time. Here he washed one hand and then he washed the second hand. Is that good or not? So Gemara says, is that a question? The Atanami also learned. Hanoito Yoda Achas Pinatila. If you wash one hand with a Tila Shadoyim by pouring water over your hand, the Achas Pishtifa, and the second hand you dip it into the mikveh. Pishtifa means you put it into the water, into a mikveh. So Yod of Tahiris, your hands are tor. So you see, it's not better than washing hands separately. Because here you only washed one hand, and then the second hand you put into a mikveh, it's like two separate washings. So I call upon, and you see, we could look at each hand by itself, and you could get your tire on each hand by itself. And even so, though, we could say one hand gets its tire from an atila, you're pouring the water over, and the second hand gets its tire from putting your hand into the mikveh. So you see, each hand can be tore by itself. So Gemara says, the question is, yellow de kamashia palga palga the other. We're talking about we washed half his hand at one time, and then the other half the second time. And the Havamina is that he dried up. He washed half of his hand, like Rashi says, the mitzvah is to wash ada perik, until the end of the hand. So he washed first halfway, he dried it up, and then he washed the second half. That's the question, is that good or not? So Gemara says, for sure it's not good. For Yahmid Vari Abiyanai says, Yodayim ain Tahiris Lechatzoyim, you cannot be mitar your hands halfway, you can't wash half a hand, dry it up, and then wash the second half. So also no question. So Mar says, let's rich of here, what we're talking about is the Ika Mashka Tefeich, that there's still some water left over on the first part of the hand. Again, you washed half of your hand, and it dried up a little bit, but there's still enough wetness on it. This lashon of tefech amanas latfiach means that there's enough wetness on your hands that if you touch another surface, you'll make that surface wet also. That's called tefech amanas latfiach. There's enough wetness here that it could wet something else also. So if you have that much wetness on the hand that was washed, and you dried it up a little bit, and a little bit of wetness is still there, now you go and wash the second part, do we consider that the first part still has its water on it? And therefore there's a chib here, it's like one washing of your hands. Or do we say now, the first half of the hand that was dried up a little bit, even though there's a little wetness left over, so what? It's not called the chib, it's called that separately washed, and now you're washing the second half, that's no good. So that's the question. We have a little bit of wetness left over in the first half, which is tefeach, amanas latfiach, is that called the chib or not? Could that be considered like it's still wet, and it's called one big washing? So the Gemara says like this, V'chi'ikah mashka tefech mehevet. The Gemara says like, so what? I don't care, even though there is a little bit of wetness left over. V'yatanan, we learned like this.